Welcome to the VMI Center for Leadership and Ethics Leadership Journey Podcast.
This podcast aims to share leadership stories from our VMI Corps of cadets and high-profile leaders who visit the Center for Leadership and Ethics and VMI Post. We're on this journey with you.
Hi, I'm Derek Pinkham.
And hey, I'm Emily Coleman.
We're your hosts of the podcast.
Cadet Carl Scarry, Class of 20, is the F Company Commander, International Studies Major, and Commissioning Marine from Barre, Massachusetts.
In this podcast, Cadet Scarry discusses his leadership experiences over the past 4 years at VMI.
He talked about the importance of taking advantage of the opportunities offered at VMI to lead and having the motivation to seize those opportunities.
And without further delay, we give you Cadet Scarry.
My name is Carl Scarry. I'm from Barre, Massachusetts, and I originally came to VMI. I went to a Marine Corps recruiter and with the intent of talking about enlisting in the Marine Corps, and then as I got to talking to him, he persuaded me to apply for a Marine Corps ROTC scholarship, and I did that, and once I applied for it, I got it, and I got it to VMI.
How'd you hear about VMI?
So I actually... fun story, I never actually visited VMI before matriculation day, so I visited Norwich University and really liked the idea of Norwich University, but it was half civilian, half military, and I knew I wanted a school that was all military, so I looked into VMI and just kind of decided to come here.
Great. Wow, so sight unseen.
Sight unseen.
And yeah. Did you know much about what the rat line was or anything like that?
No.
Did you know anybody here?
I knew my sister had a friend that went here, so I was able to talk to her before I came, and everything she told me was kind of in line with what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Sparked my love for VMI is the rat line.
That's what you were looking for, really.
I definitely found it challenging. A lot more challenging than I thought it would be, but was kind of part of the reason I came here. Part of the reason I came here is because being from a really small town, I never really got to stack myself up against a lot of other, you know, or a lot of really talented people. So I kind of wanted to see where I stacked up coming to a big school like this or a big military school. I knew I would have to stack myself up. So just kind of come here and see where I'd stack up in front of everybody. That's what I was excited for. So.
Cool. You like the challenge.
I do.
So you're an international studies major?
Yes, sir.
And you are commissioned in the Marines, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I'll be commissioning in May.
In May. So you haven't yet, but you will.
Yes, sir. I finished officer candidate school this past summer, and I'll commission in May.
How was that like? What was that about?
It was tough, but I think VMI prepared me really well. The Bulldog program and Marine Corps ROTC is basically the whole semester before you go to OCS. They prepare you physically, mentally, skills, everything you need to know to go to OCS and succeed. You learn here, and we win, and we all did really well.
How about on the leadership aspect of those types of things? How did you feel you were against the other candidates from other schools?
I felt confident in my ability to lead under stress coming from VMI, just not even going through the rat line, but more as being cadre at VMI, just kind of learn how to excel and lead in that type of environment. And I found that the two environments were actually pretty similar to one another. And I think whereas a lot of the individuals from other schools kind of had to go through that learning curve, we already kind of knew how to deal with the stress and operate in that environment. So cool. We had that advantage.
Great.
What leadership roles have you been in here at VMI?
So I started off, I was a cadre corporal my third class year, and I became the regimental sergeant major my second class year. And now my first class year, I've kind of expanded kind of beyond the cadre rank system. So I'm the F Company commander. I commanded the NRTC battalion this past semester. I'm also on the club boxing team.
Cool.
And I'm part of the cadet superintendent's advisory board, part of the CLE. And I do a couple other academic type organizations, and I'm also in the honors program.
Wow, do you have any time to study?
Not really.
what were you involved in the CLE?
In the CLE, so far at the CLE, I was a facilitator for the disruption conference, and I attended the Vietnam Symposium a few years ago.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I'm also the, like I mentioned, I was a part of the Cadet Superintendent's Advisory Board.
Great.
Awesome. So how did you get in those roles? Is it something that you wanted to do, or is it just something you fell into?
So the conferences, I've always been interested in the conferences. I went to one last year in Missouri and kind of knew that I wanted to get more involved with it at VMI. And then I joined the Cadet Superintendent's Advisory Board just through word of mouth, hearing what it was all about. And I knew that I kind of wanted to have my voice be heard. I thought I had some pretty good ideas as far as to things we could do to improve around here. So right. I kind of just figured out about that by word of mouth and got involved with that too.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that being a part of those programs helped you grow as a leader?
Yes. If there's anything this year that I've learned besides just time management with all the different things going on, I think it's important, especially here at VMI, to get yourself involved in every aspect of what VMI is about. So you have to challenge yourself academically, physically, mentally, emotionally. Any way you can challenge yourself and put yourself in a different position, I think that's what makes you a good leader, especially here at VMI where your reputation is everything. I mean, people notice what you do, what you're a part of, and so I make it my personal goal to be as well-rounded as possible academically, physically, mentally, and I just kind of see that. Definitely what the CLE does is promoting the leadership aspect of what that means.
So can you tell us what a little bit about what being the company commander for F Company,
yes.
What does that mean for you? What kind of leadership role is that?
Yeah, so the F Company commander, so you have a couple different jobs. The first is primarily is you have command over the company, so basically everything that happens or fails to happen within the jurisdiction of that company falls under your leadership, and that's just kind of the textbook definition of what it means. But what it essentially means is that my main job is I deal with everyone in the company, but I mainly focus on the first classmen, the second classmen, and the third classmen, and the kind of the rat line activities fall under more under the XO, and he's more in charge of that aspect of things. So my job as a CO is to oversee basically everything that goes on in the company, but I find one of the most challenging parts of my job is having to do peer leadership. Find that to be, over and over again, that proves to be the hardest type of leadership. So just being able to uphold and enforce what I know is the right thing to do, but being able to do that in front of your friends, and especially being a first classman and having all the other first classmen that are in my company that I've known for 4 years, and being able to treat them the same as I would a rat in the sense of standards and stuff like that. So right. Just being able to kind of do that is probably the hardest part of my job.
Yeah, no kidding.
So can you talk about how you got to that point? Like, what's your leader journey been like, and how did you get to be the leader that you are?
Yeah, so I started off my third class year very only involved in the rat line, and it was kind of something that I came upon myself was that I needed to kind of test my leadership beyond the rat line, because the leading rats is pretty easy. You tell them to do something and they do it almost instantly, and they'll do anything that you tell them to do. So it's really it's important leadership, but it's really I found that I needed to test myself beyond that. So I applied to be the regimental sergeant major my second class year, and I was chosen for that, and that job definitely tested me beyond what had tested me as a cadre corporal. So
how so?
And that way it's kind of you're always under the microscope. So most of the time I was leading and dealing with third class, second class, and first class cadets. And as a second classman dealing with first class cadets, definitely a challenge, especially where they look down on you and everything like that. And it's hard to earn respect and credibility in the eyes of them when you're a year younger than them. They saw you as a rat and all those things. So one thing that I learned from that was that just being under the microscope, everything that you do is important, and everything that you do goes noticed, and basically nothing that you do goes unnoticed. Mm-hmm. So people notice when instead of going out and partying on a Friday night, if you stay in and do homework and work out, people notice things like that. And it's like I picture it like kind of like a meter, and it almost like builds your credibility. Every time you make a good decision like that, it almost builds your credibility in the eyes of other people. So anytime they see you doing the right thing, you gain more credibility in their eyes. So I found the way to success with that job was to just kind of build as much credibility as I could and hope that would work out. And it seemed to. And once I got into it and settled in, I think I was able to establish myself pretty well and be successful.
Nice.
Sounds like you, somewhere in your third class year, sort of, I don't know, something clicked. You also seem to also have that, the work ethic and sort of the personal stuff kind of pretty solid. And so that the leadership stuff follows.
So what are some improvements that you see that maybe you would like for VMI to make? Whether, I mean, it can be about the rat line, it can be about the leader journey, or just prepping, you know, rats and cadets to be better leaders. And mm-hmm. do you see anything through your years that you would improve on?
Yeah, I do. And so the main thing that I think is, I think the whole leader journey is good. The path that it puts people on is good. I think if you follow that path and you dedicate yourself to following that path, then you're going to get everything that you possibly can out of VMI. So that's what I've tried to do. Sometimes I think people like to kind of hide in the shadows, not necessarily get involved.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a little tricky because, you know, you can't just sit back and wait to be like, okay, now you're going to do this leadership position. You kind of have to have some motivation to get involved. So
absolutely.
It has to be on, you know, maybe both VMI and the student.
Right. It's also it's a personal journey, but it's also class journey, company journey. So you're thrust in these different.
How do you make everyone?
Eventually, it falls on the individual. You got to put yourself out there, and you can't be afraid to put yourself out there. I think a lot of people are afraid to assume more responsibility. Think that maybe they don't have the time, or maybe they don't stack up to everybody else, but. What's important is that everyone just puts themselves out there, and I think the best way to get everyone on this leader journey is that they need to put themselves out there and take a chance and take a chance on themselves and see how they stack up as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the leader journey is great, but you gotta be one, dedicated to it, and two, willing to just put yourself out there and follow it.
Was there a time that you tried that leadership thing and it didn't quite work out, and you had to figure it out and do something different?
I think there definitely was a point in my journey where I kind of stalled out a little bit. I guess it would be back talking about this this time my third class year when I was just a cadre corporal. I kind of came to be the point where I wondered what I was getting out of it, where I would go next to get something out of it. After the first couple of months of being there, I was like, wow, I can do this, and that's great, but what's next?
What's next?
How am I going to get better?
Yeah, right. Did you have someone, a dyke or a BR to talk to about
that? Yes, so actually, at the time when I was a third classman, I talked to, he was at the time, he was the regimental executive officer. His name was Matt Isnardo.
He was one of our interns.
Yes.
We like his Isnardo a lot.
He was a great intern to me. He was actually friends with my dyke, and through my dyke, I got to be really good. So my dyke kind of passed me off to him.
Mm-hmm.
When my dyke graduated, he kind of told Matt to look after me. And so I went and talked to Matt about kind of where I was headed, and he kind of summed it up for me pretty well, just basically saying that the third class year as a member in this leader journey, you're learning basically the what. So you're learning the what. Your second class year, you're learning the how, and your first class year, you learn the why. So he just says stick to it, and you'll get more out of it. Put yourself out there, and so the whole put yourself out there thing is why I applied to be the RSM, because I was like, I wanted to put myself out there. I wanted to test myself. I knew it was going to be tough. It was a hard job, but I definitely want to put myself out there and see what I was made of.
And good for you.
Yeah, success.
My last question for you is, what does leadership mean to you?
So
that's a tough question.
Yeah.
It's a wide question.
That's a good
right,
one.
Yeah, it's interesting how different people will answer that question, because we've asked that almost every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, leadership to me is about it's about servant leadership and leading and putting others in a position to succeed. I think that sometimes people get caught up on their own successes, and I've talked a lot about my personal successes, but I think to kind of sum it all up and tie it all up, it's not really about your own accolades or what you can do for yourself. It's about putting others in a position, teaching them how to do things, how to lead, how to make themselves leaders, teaching them grit. I think grit is really something that's really lost upon leadership in these days. Is leadership's not always butterflies and roses and everything like that. It takes a lot of grit, even when you're not talking about like leading in the military, leadership in general just takes grit. It puts you in a lot of uncomfortable situations and stuff like that. So I think the essence of leadership is sometimes being able to suck down your own pride and put others in a chance to succeed and just make people tougher and better individuals, better people in general.
Awesome. Do you think that definition has changed for you since, you know, being a rat,
yes,
coming to BMI?
I would absolutely say so.
How so?
I don't really know how. I don't think part of the problem was I don't think I knew really what leadership
was
as a rat or even as in when I was in high school. I think it's gone in a totally other direction than I thought it would, which is turned out good. But I think I would never have told you in high school that servant leadership was a thing or anything like that. It's just kind of always something I took for granted. Leadership was tell someone to do something, and they go and do it, and then you know that's it.
Right.
So I think
that's management.
yes, exactly. I think I thought I was a manager when really there's a lot more to it that definitely BMI forced me to tap into, and I tapped into just by my own curiosity.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Well, yeah. Thank you for meeting with us.
Yeah. Great.
Absolutely.
It was really fun.
Awesome.
The Center for Leadership and Ethics would like to thank the following: Cadet Caleb Minus, Class of 2020, for the intro and backing music. Find more of his musical stylings on his Instagram page at Minus Official, MYNUS Official. Colonel David Gray, United States Army retired, director of the FMI Center for Leadership and Ethics. And of course, as always, our podcast guests. Find this podcast and other Center for Leadership and Ethics programming information on the BMI Center for Leadership and Ethics website or try our YouTube channel. Follow the BMI Center for Leadership and Ethics on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram accounts. See you next episode of The Journey. Thanks for tuning in.